Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.
Japanese government plans to release radioactive contaminated water. Friends of the Earth Japan rejects this decision and is gathering signatures for contaminated water to be stored on land. The Japanese government intends to proceed with its plan for environmental release of radioactive contaminated water that has been accumulating since the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant accident in 2011, denounced Friends of the Earth Japan in a press release. The environmental organization has launched an online petition demanding the Japanese government that water be stored on land and solidified instead of being discharged into the sea as proposed by the Subcommittee on Handling ELPS treated water.
The government is making effort to make this contaminated soil arising from decontamination work disappear from view, with the policy of reusing these contaminated soil for construction work, for example.
The Fukushima nuclear plant was damaged by the tsunami that hit Japan on March 11, 2011. Three plant reactors were flooded, releasing contaminated radioactive water into the surrounding area. 11 reactors were shut down, and 12 backup generators, as well as the heat exchangers used to discharge heat from both reactor waste and decomposition, were destroyed. The Japanese government declared a nuclear emergency and the nuclear plant issued a 2-kilometer evacuation, which eventually expanded to 20 kilometers from the plant. 2 weeks later, authorities said that the reactors had stabilized, and by July, recycled water from a new treatment plant was used to cool the reactors. The next step was to prevent any more contaminated water from escaping the reactors using the Advanced Liquid Processing System, ALPS, which would allow water to be discharged into the sea.
The volume of contaminated water at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant site continues to grow as well. TEPCO uses the machine called ALPS to remove the radioactive material from contaminated water, and these treated water are being stored in tanks, and there are already nearly 1,000 tanks on land. This water, even though treated through the ALPS, still contains radioactive materials.
In their petition addressed to the Ministry of Economy, Commerce and Industry, Friends of the Earth Japan reports that currently approximately 1.2 million cubic meters of contaminated water is being stored. This water contains tritium, radioactive hydrogen, having 860 trillion becquerels of radiation, which cannot be removed using conventional equipment like ALPS. At present, more than 70% of the water stored in the tanks contains radioactive substances such as strontium-90, cesium-137, and iodine-129, totally exceeding emission concentration standards. These radioactive substances cannot be completely removed by a secondary treatment, warns the environmental organization. The government and Tokyo Electric Power Company, TEPCO, have stated that an additional 1,200 trillion becquerels worth of tritium are still contained in the plant buildings, which means that more contaminated water is likely to be released in the future, continues the petition. In January this year, Friends of the Earth Japan reported that on December 23, 2019, the Subcommittee on Handling of ALPS Treated Water, established by Japan's Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry, to discuss how to deal with the ever-growing volume of water from the so-called Advanced Liquid Processing System, released a draft report offering three proposals to deal with treated contaminated water from the damaged TEPCO Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, discharge to the sea, vapor release, and a combination of the two. All three options would spread radioactive substances into the environment. The draft report ignores alternatives for long-term storage on land, including large tank storage and water solidification, they add.
There are discussions going on how to deal with this stockpiling contaminated water because the government insists that they will run out of the space for on-land storage. The government said they have not decided yet how to treat the waters, but the government committee concluded that discharging it into ocean or atmosphere are a viable option. There are also alternative proposals. For example, storing these contaminated water in larger tanks on land to use monitor solidification and to expand the current site. But these alternatives are not having adequately considered by the government. Fishing communities are strongly opposing to the idea of discharging it into ocean. Currently, Japanese government is calling for public comment on this issue, so we are organizing series of online seminars and encourage people to submit comments to the government. The government says they will finalize the policy around June or July. We should not use ocean as dumping site like this. And oceans are all connected, so we started an international petition. It would be great if you can sign on it and help spread these petitions.
Meanwhile, the impacts of the nuclear disaster of TEPCO's plant in Fukushima continue affecting people's lives.
This year marked the 9th anniversary of Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power disaster, but the impacts of this nuclear accident still continues to today. Radiation contaminated a large area and has had serious impacts on the environment, people, and society. People have lost many things: livelihood, a purpose of life, community, or precious time with friends, neighbors, and families. The government of Japan is lifting evacuation orders in the affected area, but high radiation doses were detected in many areas, even in the areas where the evacuation orders were lifted. We met a 91-year-old man who returned to Tomioka town. He said that in his neighborhood, more houses are being torn down. There is no trace of original community. Despite this situation, housing assistance or other forms of assistance for evacuees is being terminated.
Fishing unions from Fukushima are also firmly opposing the discharge of water into the sea. For them, this threat to the fishing industry is a matter of life and death, said social organizations in their petition to the government. In Ibaraki Prefecture, immediately south of Fukushima, there is also strong opposition to ocean release. However, the government is still insistent that environmental discharge is the only option. Fukushima Prefecture authorities have held token public hearings and called for public comments, but their plan is to announce by the summer of 2020 that the contaminated water will be discharged into the environment.
Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air.